You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Isaac's success to score and Watford to win was 18-5, now 4-1. Christian Benteke to score and Crystal Palace to win was 19-2, now 12-1. Derek, Alan Pardew gone before Christmas. Inevitability about it. And I think it was a miracle that he made it to this point, really, Derek. Only 6 league wins in 2016.
I know. He's presided over the worst sequence of results since my O-levels. And how he hung on to that job is a mystery, really. They've been useless for a year now. You know what? I've done some checking, Dave. And if over the last 4 seasons you've backed every single manager in the Premier League not to be in their job come the end of the campaign, you'd be me. So I don't know. You thought I was going to come out with some great research there. Yeah, I like his story. Yeah, he had to go because, I mean, you know, you look at Pardew and no matter how bad the results were, and they stunk the place out for a year, he never looked like a manager under pressure. I'll give him that. Yeah, you know, he kept his cool, but he just couldn't. It looked as though he wasn't going to keep Palace up, and they had to do something because the players just weren't doing it for him. There was a sequence of today's not so long ago when they looked as though they'd turned the corner. Now they look as though they couldn't win one. I don't know what to do about this game because when a club gets rid of a manager who's been underperforming and the club's been underperforming, sometimes you get a new manager bounce or at least an interim manager bounce. But I'm not sure whether Palace are up to that. And they're playing a Watford side who no one's got a handle on yet, even their manager. You can't tell what they're going to do from one week to the next. But on home territory, they're not that bad. They are a little bit more reliable at Vicarage Road. And I've just got a feeling that Palace could be will be rudderless for a while. And I think they're going to... I can't see them bouncing back to get a result here, to be honest, after the form they've showed recently. So I'm going to go for Watford here.
Watford 7-5 for Derek. I saw on Twitter, Tom, that this time last year, Crystal Palace were just 12-1 to finish in the Champions League places. This year, they're only 4-1 to be relegated. By the way, as well, Sam Allardyce at time of recording, 1-8 to be installed as permanent Crystal Palace boss. How do you see this, Tom?
Well, Sam Allardyce is probably the right option for Crystal Palace right now. They need somebody to organise their defence because that has been the big problem for Crystal Palace this season, is the amount of goals they've conceded. Look, I'm with Derek. I'm with most of the Palace fans. Pardew definitely had to go, but he's kind of dodged quite a few bullets or major pressure on him because I don't know if they've ever actually been rooted to the bottom of the table for any period of time. I mean, you know, doing as well as he did in the FA Cup last year kind of saved him his job for a little bit longer. And ultimately, I look at Palace and I think that they've sold some players for big money, but he's also spent a lot of money and he's replaced players like for like. And I think most Palace fans would say that Andros Townsend isn't better than Yannick Bolasie. Christian Benteke is not miles better than Dwight Gayle, who I think Palace fans quite like. So when I look at this game and I think, and you know, Felix is there about interim manager bounce, that is modern football summed up in one phrase there. It's probably... because we seem to get it all the time, don't we? The only thing I look at this matchup, and Watford are a difficult team. We spoke about them a lot. I can't get my head around them. Don't know what they're going to do. But their recent run is poor. Four defeats and one win from their last five. But at home, they are a better side. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Palace. It's thrown me into the unknown. If Pardew was still there, I'm all over a Watford victory. But I'm going to play goals here. I think it's something that people and the traders maybe haven't looked at closely enough for my liking. Because I look at Crystal Palace, or for my liking, Palace has got 28 goals this season. Now, that's the highest, I think, outside the top five. Now, 31 goals have been in their last 6 away games. There have been 31 goals scored for and against. So I think there's goals in this one. And I look at Watford. Both teams to score has landed in 6 of the last 8 Watford home games. I can't see anything other than goals. And you can get over 2.5 goals in this one, Dave, is 21-20.
Yeah.
I actually think that's cracking. And over 3.5 is 11-4. Palace have no problem scoring goals. Absolutely zero. But defensively, that they're shocking. And that's why I think this game will be wide open.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.